Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a look at the Kansas City Chiefs 2022 draft needs. So if you like this episode of the podcast or this video here today, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. We have daily episodes updated to our podcast. You can find any major podcast streaming platform thanks to the Bleav Podcast Network. And you can find, like I said, you can find anything. Draft prospects, recruiting specials, history specials, legend interviews, anything and everything football that you can find here on the channel. And once again, we thank you all so much for the continued love and support. And also, if you have an idea for an episode you want us to produce, or see a certain player, a certain team from the past, please put in the comments. We love interacting with our fans, and we love to hear what you got to say and your suggestions, and we'll have it on a future episode. So without further ado, let's talk about this, the Kansas City Chiefs 2022 draft needs. Now, before I go into their needs and where I think they can go this upcoming year, first, we're going to go back to free agency. We're going to see how the Chiefs were doing, who all they gained, who all they lost. Last year, pretty solid season. Let's not forget, they went 12-5 last year. Overall, very good year until they lost in that amazing conference championship game against the Super Bowl runner-ups of the Cincinnati Bengals, that wild overtime game, right? And the overall, though, a very good season. But let's see what they improved on, who they lost in 2022. First off, we are going to be using overthecap.com, which I use, to see the latest of the guys who are leaving, who are coming back. So let's get it going here. First, we will go with who the Chiefs have retained, who is coming back this season. Up first, edge rusher Frank Clark is going to be coming back. Next, we have guys like Chad Henne, the longtime backup, has signed again. Blake Bell, the tight end, is coming back. Josh Gordon, right, the improbable Josh Gordon, has re-signed. Michael Burton, the fullback, has signed. We also have Derek Nnadi and also Andrew Wiley, Orlando Brown, DeAndre Baker, to name a few more. And finally, to round things out with the re-signings, we have Derek Gore and Jody Forreston. Now let's go on to who they have gained, who's coming over from a different team. We have Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the wide receiver from the Green Bay Packers. Jermaine Carter Jr., the linebacker from the Panthers. Justin Watson, the wide receiver from the Bucks, is coming on over. Taylor Stallworth, the defensive lineman from the Colts, is moving on over. Elijah Lee, Jaron Christian, and Justin Reed. Reed and Christian both come from the Texans, and Lee is coming from the Browns. Next, we have Deion Bush from the Bears coming on over. Ronald Jones II has moved from the Buccaneers to the Chiefs. And we have Juju Smith-Schuster, the talented receiver from Pittsburgh, now coming to help out Patrick Mahomes and company. So that is the list of who has left their former teams coming on over to KC for the year. Let's take a look at the current free agents, guys who have not yet signed on this roster or are still waiting for that next contract. We have the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, Anthony Hitchens, the linebacker, Melvin Ingram. We also have Mike Rimmers, Darrell Williams, Ben Neiman, Kyle Long, Alex Okafor, Jerick McKinnon, Marcus Kemp, Dorian O'Daniel, and to round things out, Chris Lammons, the cornerback. And now finally, let's wrap this up here, guys, with who the who have left the Chiefs and who's on a different squad this year. Amari Watts, the safety, went to the Colts. Austin Blythe, the center, went to the Seahawks. DeMarcus Robinson, the wide receiver, went to the Raiders. We have Byron Pringle, the wide receiver, going to the Chicago Bears. Daniel Sorensen, the safety, went to the Saints. Mike Hughes, cornerback, to the Lions. Chavarius Ward, corner, went to the Niners. Jaron Reed went to the Packers. And we have Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins. So, pretty interesting offseason, of course. Like I said, we still don't know what Tyrann Mathieu's going to do. Tyreek Hill, that was a shock, right, when he left. But they got Schuster, they got Scantling to try and make up for it. So we will see what the Packers, or excuse me, what the Chiefs can do with that move. All right, now it is time for the main event, the Kansas City Chiefs 2022 draft needs. Let's take a look at all their 12 picks this upcoming year. Round 1, they have picks 29 and 30. Round 2, picks 50 and 62. Round 3, number 94 and 103. Round 4, 121 and 135. And round 7, picks 233, 243, 251, and 259. So a large amount of picks here. Those two in the first round and also two in the second round could prove to be very much worthwhile. Also two in the third. So I like the picks that the Chiefs have this upcoming season. But the real question is, what do they need to go with in those first two selections in the first round specifically, and then keeping it going throughout the rest of the draft? I think the biggest need that the Chiefs can look for is an edge rusher. They need someone who can help get to the quarterback, who can put some pressure on him, and who can strike fear into the opposing running back with some tackles for loss. They really need some guys to step up in that position and be fearful on defense, I think. Also, the next place, the next category, the next group they can work on is cornerback. You can take, 29, 30. You can take both of those just right there if you want to. There's a ton of corners. Like I said, Chavarius Ward, he's gone. So that's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see who the Chiefs use to replace him. There's not a lot of depth at this position either. So we will see what the Chiefs go with on April 28th. And about 2 weeks from now, from when we're recording this. So we will see if they can go with a corner or an edge rusher, those first round picks. Then I think going on, right, some more needs they can address later in the draft. I think they definitely need to get some wide receivers, get some new prospects in there. You lost a couple of guys. You need to get some new guys in here, some new faster, maybe stronger, maybe more athletic, more vertical, guys who are wanting to come out of college and prove that they are ready for the NFL roster as soon as possible. Like I said, they got Corey, they got some guys, they got Juju, they got MVS, but other than that, they need some work around the edge if they still need some more dynamic players, I think, and you can definitely get some in this upcoming draft. There's a litany, there's a ton, there's a monumental, a stupendous amount of wide receivers they can go with this upcoming draft. So go with a wide receiver. You got plenty of picks to do so. Like I mentioned, you need a good edge rusher, but you also, I think, need to go and help out your defensive tackles as well. Get some depth in there. Get some guys who can help out in 2022 as well as in the future, 2023. It's going to be interesting to see. Like I said, we'll see who is going to help out guys like Chris Jones and Tershawn Wharton. Those guys have played some really good snaps. And we'll see what goes on, how they can help them out, and how they can help stuff the run and, fill up those holes on the D-line. And I think also just maybe one more group you can go with here. You can always get an offensive tackle. They have a good offensive lineman group. But like I said, it's going to be interesting to see who they go with, right? If they go with a kind of a raw prospect late in the draft, maybe use a third-round pick perhaps as someone who's a little bit more ready, NFL-ready. So you can always go with some more protection for your quarterback. I feel there's 1,000 offensive tackles, right? And it'll be interesting to see if they go with one on a round pick. And I'm just going to throw another one out there. If they don't sign Tyrann Mathieu back, which we're not sure, like I said, he's not been signed at the time of us recording this episode. They haven't signed Tyrann Mathieu. They lost Daniel Sorensen. They got Justin Reed. And, of course, you could always extend Juan Thornhill, some other guys like Deion Bush. But we'll see if they can maybe pick one up if they don't feel, you know, if they know that those guys might not be coming back. If they're not going to get Matthew, then you can always go with a safety to help fill in that depth for this season and see where it goes from in the near future. So overall, like I said, this Chiefs team, very good, but the division around him has gotten very talented and a lot more dangerous than it has been in years past. I don't think the Chiefs are just kind of going to run through this division like they have in recent years. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be fun to watch, though, each and every single week, and it's going to be interesting to see who they are going to select with those two first-round picks in the 2022 NFL Draft. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode here today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Clips of the show on Instagram at 100 Football, and our podcast available to listen to and download each and every single day. Multiple episodes. We have about 15 to 20 per week. You can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You name it, we are available to listen to each and every single day. Videos range from about, 10 minutes to about an hour. Just to kind of depends on what we're talking about or who we are talking to. We have amazing interviews, history specials, draft prospects, recruiting specials, college game previews, NFL game previews. I mean, there is a ton of content here at 100 Football that we are proud to bring you each and every single week. And like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Landers, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs 2022 draft needs. Please drop a comment. Who do you think the Chiefs will get this upcoming draft? Who do you want them to select in the Chiefs nation, in their fandom? We love to hear it in the comments. So please, like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.